Divine Office. Evening Prayer. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
She spoke up fearlessly to prove the steadfast faith deep in her heart, so closely following our Lord. Like him, she despising all the world could give, its pleasures which can lead to harm, quite rightly counting them as dross, she chose full above, with strength and courage she endured the horrors of a cruel death, and gave her life with joy to prove her to gain. Because of her great constancy, we humbly beg, O Father kind, on this your martyr's festal day, forgive our failings and our faults, that we at last may also share all martyrs' company on high, rejoicing with them enthroned with them in realms of light. All praise.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
In God alone is my soul at rest. My help comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. How long will you all attack one man to break him down, as though he were a tottering wall or a tumbling fence? Their plan is only to destroy. They take pleasure in lies. With their mouth they utter blessing, but in their heart they curse. In God alone be at rest, my soul, for my hope comes from Him. He alone is my rock, my stronghold, my fortress. I stand firm. In God is my safety and glory, the rock of my strength. Take refuge in God, all you people. Trust Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him, for God is our refuge. Common folk are only a breath, great men, an illusion. Placed in the scales, they rise. They weigh less than a breath. Do not put your trust in oppression, nor vain hopes on plunder. Do not set your heart on riches, even when they increase. For God has said only one thing, only two do I know, that to God alone belongs power, and to you, Lord, love, and that you repay each man according to his deeds.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord God, you reward each one according to his works. Hear us as we pour out our hearts to you, seeking your grace and secure protection. We look to you for our stable hope in a constantly changing world.
Eagerly we await the fulfillment of our hope, the glorious coming of our Savior.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
O God, be gracious and bless us, and let your face shed its light upon us. So will your ways be known upon earth, and all nations learn your saving help.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Let the nations be glad and exult, for you rule the world with justice. With fairness you rule the peoples. You guide the nations on earth.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
The earth has yielded its fruit, for God, our God, has blessed us. May God still give us his blessing, till the ends of the earth revere him.
Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
May God turn his radiant face toward us and fill us with his blessings.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light.
He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son.
Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins.
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible.
All were created through him. All were created for him. He is before all else that is. In him everything continues in being.
It is he who is head of the body, the church. He who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything.
It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and, by means of him, to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Through him all things were made. He holds all creation together in himself.
A reading from 1 Peter. Dearly beloved, rejoice in the measure that you share Christ's sufferings. When his glory is revealed, you will rejoice exultantly. Happy are you when you are insulted for the sake of Christ, for then God's Spirit in its glory has come to rest on you. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
You refined us as silver in the furnace.
Then led us to a place of refreshment.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
You have tried us by fire, O God, then led us to a place of refreshment.
Lucy, Bride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant.
From this day all generations will call me blessed.
The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation.
He has shown the strength of his arm.
He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly.
He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty.
He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Lucy, Bride of Christ, by your suffering you have gained the mastery of your soul. You have despised worldly values, and now you are glorious among the angels. With your own blood you have triumphed over the enemy.
This is the hour when the King of Martyrs offered his life in the upper room and laid it down on the cross. Let us thank him and say,
We praise you, O Lord.
We praise you, O Lord, our Savior, inspiration and example for every martyr, for loving us to the end.
We praise you, O Lord.
For calling all repentant sinners to the rewards of life.
We praise you, O Lord.
For entrusting to your church the blood of the new and everlasting covenant poured out for the remission of sin.
We praise you, O Lord.
For our perseverance in your grace today.
We praise you, O Lord.
For incorporating our dead brothers and sisters into your own death today.
We praise you, O Lord.
Gathering our prayers and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ Himself taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
May the glorious intercession of the Virgin and Martyr Saint Lucy give us new heart, we pray, O Lord, so that we may celebrate her heavenly birthday in this present age, and so behold things eternal. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. May the Lord bless us, protect us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen. Amen.